We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Many people are crucifying him afresh today because they are rejecting him. However, God doesn't commission them to reject him. He just permits them to make their own choice. So realize that God, it's not his plan or his purpose to send sickness and disease upon people.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Let's look at it again, sum up what we've said. Where did death come from? Does it come from heaven?
No.
Are there any dead in heaven?
No.
The answer, of course, is no. Death never entered there, and thank God death will never come there in heaven. There will be no death in heaven. There isn't any there. Well, does death come from God?
No.
He is not the author of death. Thank God he's the author of life.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible tells us God hates death. God hates death. Well, where does death come from? It comes from Satan, who has the power of death. Look at Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:14. Write down the verse if you don't have your Bible. Look it up later. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy or put to naught him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Well, now remember this, that death is that final enemy, you see, that is going to be put underfoot. It hadn't all happened yet. But destroy him, or put him to naught's a better word, because Satan wasn't destroyed. You know that, he still exists. But thank God he did put him to naught. Who had the power of death, that is the devil. You see, the law of sin and death is the devil's law. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is God's law.
Amen.
Notice Romans the 8th chapter and the 2nd verse. Romans the 8th chapter and the 2nd verse. Romans the 8th chapter and the 2nd verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death, then, is Satan's law.
Amen.
Because God wouldn't want us to be free from his law, would he?
No.
No. No. So you see, as I said to you, the law of sin and death is the devil's law, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is God's law.
Amen.
Now, we have the promise that when Jesus comes again, the last enemy, which is death, shall be put underfoot.
Amen.
Christ came to destroy him that has the power of death, we read in Hebrews 2:14. Now, Satan is destroyed yet, but he will be put in the bottomless pit, thank God, when Jesus comes. And then finally, he will be put in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone. The plague of death did not come to Egypt, I'm talking about, until God withdrew his hand of protection and permitted it. Permission, however, permission, is not to be confused with commission. God permits people to do a lot of things. I mean, if you want to, he'll permit you to stop by and rob a filling station on the way from this service today. But he don't commission you to do it.
Amen.
It's a vast difference between permission and commission, isn't it? Isn't that right? When this service is over, if there's somebody here you don't like, God will permit you to go up to them and say, I just don't like you. I just hate your bones. But he won't commission you to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right?
That's right?
I said, isn't that right?
Amen.
God permits evil, but he doesn't commission it. God permits people to establish bars and nightclubs and all kind of things that's wrong, but he don't commission them to do it.
Amen.
He permits people to steal and to kill, but he certainly doesn't commission them to do it. There is a vast difference between permission and commission. Peter declared on the day of Pentecost that Christ was crucified by the hands of wicked men. Acts 2:23. Him have you taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. It was the devil's work by his own children. Jesus said in John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Talking to the Pharisees. It was the Pharisees who stirred up the high priesthood. It was the devil and his children. It was not the work of God, although God permitted it for a purpose. In this case, that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
The fact that God permits wickedness doesn't mean that people have to commit sinful acts any more than it means that people have to turn against Christ just because God permits people to do that. Many people are crucifying him afresh today because they are rejecting him. However, God doesn't commission them to reject him. He just permits them to make their own choice. So realize that God, it's not his plan or his purpose to send sickness and disease upon people. Sickness and disease is here, not because God planned it or God willed it or God commissioned it. But it's here, as John Alexander Dowie said, sickness and disease is a foul offspring of his father Satan and his mother sin. Amen. Then we fell heir to it as a human race because of Adam's sin there in the beginning. But thank God Jesus came to redeem us. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So get that roadblock out of the way. I know I had to settle it before my faith would work. Before I could be raised up from what the doctor said was a deathbed, I had to die. I had to settle this because people would tell me, you see, I thought they was telling me what the Bible said. I didn't know this giving me their own opinion. They were good people, saved people, love the Lord. But that don't mean everything you say is right just because you love the Lord.
Amen.
Because you can be mistaken if you haven't studied God's Word. And even though you know the Word to some extent, if you haven't rightly divided the Word of truth. And I remember how I used to struggle with this thought in the nighttime. When the lights were all out in the house and everybody's in the bed. And I'm left alone. First at 15, I became totally bedfast at 15, then 16 years of age. 16 months on the bed of sick. And I'd ask God in the nighttime, because I'd listen to what people said. Lord, did you send this on me? I mean, did you cause me? See, I blame God as the cause. Now, God permitted it because of sin. Primarily because of the sin of my own daddy. But you see, God didn't commission it. He didn't commission him to sin. He didn't commission him to do wrong. See, we bring hurt and ill and a lot of things upon ourselves and upon our children that God doesn't intend should be there. He's not commissioning it. Remember, Jesus said to a fellow one time that had healed. He saw him in the temple after. Said, go and sin no more lest a worse thing come on you. Didn't he? And so people would leave the impression, though, you know, that God was the cause. And I would struggle with that. I almost turned against God, really. "Did you cause me?" I said to the Lord over and over again in the nighttime. "Did you cause me, you know, to be born a little baby?" You know, I didn't have anything to do with it. I couldn't help myself. Be born deformed. See, I wasn't deformed on the outside so much. I was on the inside. My heart and all through my chest area. Like one doctor said when I was 16 years old. He said, "Well, you know, your grandmother thought maybe you'd outgrow it. You haven't outgrown it in 16 years. You're not going to grow much more. And your heart's deformed. You're deformed throughout your entire chest area. The only thing that'd help you, you know, if we could, which they couldn't then, but if we could transplant a brand new heart and put inside your body, it wouldn't do you a bit of good in the world. You'd just go right ahead and die. Only thing that'd help you was if we could just open up your rib cage and take everything out, both lungs, heart, every tube, everything, and put it all in new. Still can't do that. That's the only thing that'd help you because it's not right. It's all deformed." Well, I said, "Lord, did you cause me? Did you cause me to be born deformed?" People left the impression now, you know, God, you know, God's sovereign. He just does everything. He's just responsible for everything. Well, no, God is sovereign, all right, but that don't mean he's responsible for everything. He's not responsible for the wars and the killings and time of war, babies and women being killed, bombs are falling, and all that. God's not responsible. Greedy and selfish men are following the devil are responsible.
Amen.
Then God's not responsible for the evil, for the sickness, for the disease, and for the deformity of little children. He never planned it that way. He never planned that man should be deformed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema College Weekend is coming up. That's April the 10th through the 12th, right here on the Rhema campus.
Yes.
You get to attend some classes, meeting the dean, tour campus, luncheon, worship night, all kinds of things. So if you want to know what Rhema Bible Training College is all about, I would encourage you to sign up for that week.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.